rock me, sexy Jesus, he died for our sins. You gotta believe us. Rock me, rock me, rock me, sexy Jesus, all night long. Rock me, rock me, rock me, sexy Jesus, we're really.
And welcome back to 1480 AM KPHX here in Phoenix. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo dancing around to, was it Sexy Jesus?
Rock Me Sexy Jesus.
All right.
By the cast of Hamlet 2.
All right.
It's not exactly Broadway, but yeah, it works.
Absolutely. And of course, our great producer, Eric Reinert. And it's our Broadway show talking about a rocking a sexy Jesus here. Our right-wing friends will not like us. They don't like us anyways. But some fun stuff there. And, of course, a good friend of ours, Bob, joining us right now. And,
yes.
Bob, I know you want to have a nice little convo with Joseph.
Hi there.
Bobby.
You know, I like Rock Me Sexy Jesus. That's where that exclamation, oh, God, comes from, right?
Yeah.
It does.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Joseph, babe, I had just had a notion.
Lotion?
Notion.
Oh, notion.
You and the Jackie thing? I think Aunt Bobby's going to drag both of you maybe to the Biltmore.
Okay, but what does she look like? I need to see a picture.
Here, no. This is like the universe's surprise for you. She's a cute gal is all I'm going to say.
But
does she look like Diana Agron?
You are really going to be messed up when no one in your life that you fall in love with will look like any of the movie starlets you know.
It's okay if she just looks like Elsa the Snow Queen.
Wait, Bob, do you consider yourself cute?
Define cute.
Well, whatever you just said. I mean, the way you define it.
Okay, I can be exceptional. I can look. I just took a photo of me with a dirty shotgun.
Okay, never mind.
A dirty T-shirt.
Oh, God.
Dirty face and a Mexican sombrero yesterday, digging in the mud. Oh. Now, that's a little bit down to earth.
You were digging with a shotgun?
Shotgun is up in the air.
No, she found a shotgun buried in her yard with a bunch of bones.
That's right.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I was over there.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have
He's giving him some experience.
A tunnel from point A to point B. Anyway, that's what we're going to do. So, you know, during the noontime, I am most acute with the brain. After that, I kind of lose it, okay, as far as energy.
Barbarino, what we need to do, though, is Eric and myself need to analyze this picture. We won't show it to Joseph.
No. You're just perverts who want to look at a pretty girl.
But
I can see that all day long.
We need to verify that she's actually pretty.
I mean, we're doing it right now.
What God gave you a label that you were to choose a pretty girl? Didn't you hear that song? You're to be happy for the rest of your life?
What is her bra size? Oh.
Anyone's just curious, though, and
I know,
myself
no,
and
I
Eric won't share it with him. We'll just kind of smile.
I understand. Well, why don't she and I and a lemon lime meringue pie show up at your radio show next Saturday at the door?
That's up to Eric.
Yeah, well, Eric will let me
in. I don't care as long as you bring me something.
Yeah, that's right.
As long as Eat. Eric can have some of the pie.
Yeah, Eric
can have
some
of the pie. I love Chinese.
You can bring me a sandwich. How's that?
Bring him a sandwich.
A sandwich? Where do you want your sandwich from? Or do you want a homemade sandwich?
I don't know, just
not homemade. Bring it
Subway
from
turkey and bacon's pretty good with American cheese.
Turkey and bacon, American cheese.
She's writing it down. She's
okay.
Getting this done.
Yeah.
I'll just
mustard, mayo, pickles, black olives, little bit of lettuce, and some of the onion sauce.
Yeah, I'll have all of that, but on the girl.
Joseph, you're gonna have what you get. You're going to have what you get.
Oh.
Joseph. Okay, now sit down and shut up. Okay. Anyway, that's the plan. I'm going to talk to Jackie, see if she can be coalesced into going to someplace I'm sure coming down from her ladder of elitism.
She's that kind of girl.
Oh.
No, she's not. I just give that. That's a red herring. Okay.
Oh.
Does she look like Meg from Big Brother?
Honey, I don't watch television.
Oh.
What about Meg from Family Guy?
No,
you've got to
I don't want that. I don't want
Meg,
that.
No, I don't watch television.
No, well,
Family
Guy's a cartoon.
Looking for bones and brooms and shotguns. Come on, I got a life, man.
Yeah.
Big Brother's more than just television. She's like Movies.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Jackie. Then, Joseph, you know I have your number. I haven't sold it to the Ukrainians yet.
Yes. Take a picture of her with your phone. Do you
Stop it. I don't have a mobile phone. I don't want anybody to know where I am.
We will see you next week with our sandwiches
and beef
and broccoli.
I will give Joseph a heads up.
Okay. You can just go buy a burner phone.
I've got one.
Thank you, Bob.
In the third drawer somewhere. Oh. I don't know.
But
when is the next bar crawl, by the way?
Halloween, actually. There's a pool party, but I'm not going to it.
Okay.
Today.
Gotcha. No problem. Halloween, working on my costume. It's going to be phenomenal.
I can't wait.
Okay. I'll get in touch with you, Justin, and let you know what's going down.
Thank
you. And then
you.
We can figure Eric's sandwich or whatever it is he wanted.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
Have a great rest of the weekend, Bob.
I choose to.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good day.
Thank you for calling, Bobby. Yes, so hopefully next weekend we will have a hot girl in studio. James is saying she says to get a fat girl and make her your wife.
You might be happy, but
those are lyrics.
She might eat a lot of your food.
But join us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can watch us live. We had some riveting stuff going on during the break. I teased our listeners. This is what we do in the broadcast business. We tease our listeners, right?
Yeah.
Before we tell people. And there's a candy that you can buy right now.
Yeah.
In stores. It's a Walmart exclusive that will remind you of Thanksgiving. If you want to experience Thanksgiving right here, right now, go to Walmart and get yourself some pecan pie M&Ms. Pecan pie flavored M&Ms.
That actually sounds
so exciting.
Interesting.
I've tried them.
A lot of the candies you mentioned, I'm like, yeah, but this one, I think I'd give a shot to.
I found that because I heard about it, and then I went to Walmart, and I found them. I was like thrilled. I was jumping up and down in the aisle. They asked me to leave because I was getting too excited over candy. But I was let down. They don't taste like pecan pie. They taste like coffee. They taste and smell like coffee. They're really sweet. They need it to have pecan pieces and maybe like a different filling in there. They just have the milk chocolate. So I was really disappointed in those.
You don't want to disappoint, Joseph.
Yeah, don't disappoint me.
Yeah.
But as far as picks of the week, we've got to go through our picks of the week. At the end of each show, we talk about these. I would say that my pick of the week is definitely our featured film, She's Funny That Way.
Okay.
So check out She's Funny That Way. If you like screwball comedies, if you like old-fashioned, if you like movies in general, old-fashioned Hollywood-type movies, if you like any of the cast, go see She's Funny That Way or check it out on video on demand.
Yeah.
Greg, what do you think?
Well, see, my pick of the week is a movie from the early 90s, I think to be exact, 1990. I had seen this film a while ago. One of my favorite actors, of course, of all time, Bill Murray, is in it. I caught it the other night on TV. Quick Change, which, of course, you know, Bill Murray and Gina Davis and Randy Quaid play, bank robbers, but they are in disguise. And the late Jason Roberts, of course, is the chief police officer in it, but just hilarious movie. Kind of has that late 80s, early 90s feel to it, and just the wit and the humor that Bill Murray provides there with that. And good stuff there. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I don't know if it's on Netflix. I don't believe it is right now. If you have cable and on demand, I think on Encore Channel, they have it on demand as well. As you can rent it on Amazon, I believe, $2.99. So a low price, but you know what? I think it's worth it if you're into kind of the goofy comedies like that. So going a little old school there.
Yeah, I am seeing.
So Eric, what is your pick of the week?
I'm still watching Homeland. Great show.
Yeah.
Homeland.
I'll check that out at some point.
So this was Breakthrough Entertainment's Broadway show. Taking us out of the show in just a moment will be a reprise of the song that brought us into the show.
Yeah.
The finale from Bandwagon. That's Bandwagon. Entertainment.
A show that is really a show
takes you out with a kind of a glow.
Aww.
You know,
stuff.
And that is what Breakthrough Entertainment does every week, Saturday on KPHX 1480 AM, 9 a.m. to noon.
Absolutely. Real Hockey Talk coming up. Special thanks to all our listeners today. We always appreciate it. Actress Kimberly Faye Greenberg among our guests, as well as scenic designer D.T. Willis and writer-director Maura Stevens all joining us. And even though it was 3 years ago, still a special thanks to Imogen Poots. Great interview we had with her a few years ago. ago. A lot of fun. Eric Reinert, who will still be with me for hockey and sports, which are his favorite. And always a special thanks to our great producer, Joe Seferdo. See you next week.